job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Roger's complaining about the attire for this weekend.
I wasn't like, complaining.
You don't have to go if you don't want
I've been
to.
Is it for the NASCAR? Yes. NASCAR. I said, you know, what are we doing?
Shorts, right?
No.
We need to wear, we need to wear long pants.
No, we got to wear long pants and boots.
Okay, well, listen, we're going different places.
It's going to be 95 degrees.
We're going different places.
See, and I'm going, okay, I'm just going to change my stuff.
Or some jorts or something.
I have
We are working media there, too.
I have some maternity jeans.
Oh, you are.
Working media, my friend.
Job and die.
Thanks to Greg Hatcher and Frank Lawrence. I do want to say Jerry Weigel. Thanks so much. Jerry is over at Little Rock Athletic Club. He's the one who's managing all it, organizing all this. So great job, Jerry. Thank you so much. RJ Hawk joins us. Good morning, RJ.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Good, man. Good. If you have his open, let's go ahead and hit that, Roger.
All right,
if you
I'll
have
hit that rascal.
Let's make it official.
Get over here and get the tidbits out of the way. I had it right over here. Where's my shot? Here it is. And three, so, and so, and so.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Yeah, go out and see Don and Drew and the boys out there. They'll take really good care of you. Barrett and others, they always, they're the best.
You know, I've been telling you guys that I've remodeled this house in Bryan. It's a Natural State Wholesale house. Got it under contract the other day, and the folks, they listened to the show, actually. And they love the all the flooring and fixtures from Natural State Wholesale. They've heard about all the stuff that I put in there from Natural State. So, yeah, really cool deal that we've got that thing under contract and you're ready to sell.
I was making the comment earlier about we can be the best in America here out of Arkansas if we want to. Don Gresham is one of them. Yeah. Don Gresham is the number one tile distributor guy in America.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how you phrase it. Right here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love the fact that we you know, we talk about the Hambys, best in America. You look what, you know,
Hatcher,
what they're doing. You look at the Hendrixes, what they're doing. Anyway, great to have you, RJ.
Yeah.
I know we've got a busy, crazy time. You can see the mug?
Yeah, nice? I saw those at Fletcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
Collectors. Yeah, those look good.
We didn't do those when you were here, did we?
We didn't do anything. no, I think we got some stupid T-shirt that with some phrase that we all said and that nobody really knew what was it? Yeah, remember we all had these shirts that
Phrases that we would say
that we said on the air, and then we would ask people to buy these or we'd give these or what, and they'd go, "What's this mean?" And we're like, "What we'd say on the show." And so I don't remember what mine was. I here's the deal. That's what it was. Here's the deal. And then
that was your deal.
That was my shirt. Right. That was my shirt. Did. And everybody'd look at it and go, "The hell is that?" And so yeah.
I do think of something funny, Roger. I noticed it yesterday. We appreciate everybody who listens to the show. We've got the best listeners in America, speaking of. And then you run across some people, Roger, that you think listen to the show, and maybe they know what's going on, and you presume it. Then there's times that you don't realize it, and you're talking, people go, "Oh, yeah, I've been listening to the show."
There's people that still think that I do this every day.
There was one particular listener yesterday, I noticed, that asked where Roger and I were going. We've been in MENA. They go, "What are you doing in MENA?" I guess you're not listening to the show. I guess you're not listening to the show.
And you guys will be as somebody
that's going to say, "Listen, especially if you get mentioned attention to him." Now, wait a minute, you're not listening to the show.
You don't listen to the show. is somebody giving away Eagles tickets?
Yesterday, RJ, we were in MENA and saw the
combination between
state, fed, and local with what they're doing with these. Again, it's not ski slopes, it's bicycle, mountain bike slopes. So that's really cool. And so, and of course, we've got a chance to eat in the 100-plus-year-old restaurant, Skyline Cafe. And we got one more to go. But then this weekend we're going to NASCAR, and you're going to you're going to D.C., right?
Yeah, I'll be in D.C. on Tuesday. And me and some other legislators here in Arkansas got an invite to the White House. And so we're going to go up there and meet with cabinet secretaries and potentially the president.
Know if you're going to meet with the president.
Don't know for sure, but we're talking about the America First agenda and how to implement that in Arkansas. And so,
you've never been in the White House, right?
Not like in this capacity. Yeah, right. I've been on like the tour.
A tour? Yeah.
Like the tour that you can go on, but not in this capacity. We'll be in the the Eisenhower building right next door and then over in the White House. And so, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Do you remember the story?
You didn't get to go in because you didn't bring your ID?
Yeah, how crazy is that? For those who don't know the story, I arranged to do the White House tour. I forget who I did that, who I worked with, if it was one of our congressional delegations.
Wasn't it Alice?
Or maybe, no, it wasn't Alice Stewart. No, it was not. It was somebody, but I went through it, and sure enough, it was me, you, Al, who else was there? Snack.
And Tommy.
And so we get to the shed, the security shed, and you guys are all passing through, and they go, excuse me, sir, this doesn't match. And I think I think I had my passport, and my passport and my driver's license didn't match. And they go, you can't get in.
Which is great, honestly, when you think about it. That's pretty good security.
They just said it, and I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, first of all, you shouldn't have given me the passport if it, you know.
Well, and now you've got to have that real ID to get in.
I hadn't gotten that yet.
Still haven't?
I went to get
it. How are you flying with it?
I fly with a passport. If you have a passport, you're cool. Wow. Yeah, you're.
That is way more work.
Wait, no, I just have the passport. I have it with me.
Do you just carry your passport everywhere
you go? He's got big back pockets.
When I travel.
It is not that hard to go get a real ID.
No, oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Hey, listen.
No, it's not.
You're going to help make it better.
I literally went in 10 minutes. You scheduled online.
I'm sorry I didn't bring in the 19 documents that I needed to bring in.
It is not that hard.
I took them all in, and they go, wait a minute, there's one that you're missing. So I waited for 30 minutes.
Listen, it is wild. I mean, it's almost back to the time to where you use your mother's maiden name as your security code. But now I got one however many years ago it was when we left the country. And you had to have one. I think it was a couple of years ahead. So when you renew it, do you have to go through all that?
You've got to get, but the first one you've got to show.
Yeah.
A bill from somewhere or whatever.
Sure, why
are we beyond that now? Do we have to do that, RJ? Come on.
I mean, security purposes.
Come on, man.
I would also say that, like, you probably go to the Little Rock DMV, right?
Yeah.
And I have been the one on Rodney Parham that it takes forever to get through.
It is crazy.
I will give you that.
Yeah.
The one in Bryant, y'all, is awesome. Like, you walk in, boom, in and out.
I know, there's a Chick-fil-A in it.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you're in and out. Okay. You're just boom, boom, boom.
The other story we got to bring up real quick, front page of the Democrat Gazette today about the 8-year-old, she was a little girl.
Yeah.
It's a miracle she's still living. Yep. She went down a drain because of the heavy rains the other day. And she, first of all, could have killed her going down the drain.
Yeah, she came out the other side.
500, a half a mile.
Yeah.
She floats a half a mile.
Yeah.
Nobody can see where she's at. They're trying to figure out where she's going to wind up. It's a miracle she lived.
Yeah, no, that it was a real scary situation. The rains that came through the other day. Yeah. I mean, it just, and it's south side of Bryant. It floods really, really bad. And so, just got swept up in the water and got taken into the storm drain.
It makes me wonder if that can happen. Do municipalities and cities need to do a screen or something?
So the city of Bryant put out a release saying, yes, there used to be one on this. If you saw the hole, I mean, you could crawl into it.
Yeah, I think I saw pictures on the front page of the Democratic
Yeah, and there used to be a grate on the side.
Okay.
So that storm, according to what the city said, was there was... that is a privately maintained storm drain.
Is it really?
Yes. I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is. And there used to be a grate on it, and somehow that's gotten taken off.
Is that amazing, though? It just goes to show you the devil's in the details. If you don't notice, we need to get that up. So whoever was responsible
I think the city's helping to put a new grate put on.
But what a miracle that little girl, it was a girl, right?
Yeah.
8-year-old girl survived that.
Yeah.
I mean, you imagine how scary that would be? And, you think that she would hit the ground, underneath and would just sit there.
Yeah.
But there's so much water. It's a miracle because she didn't drown.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. RJ Hawk with us today. I was going to mention there was a... on this day in history, I want to see if you guys would get. So, Roger, what year? Now, I'm going to read this to you. The National League, and Todd, if you want to jump in on this, you can too. The National League was divided into two baseball divisions. And this was the National League. Chicago Cubs sued to stay out of the West, remain in the East. Anyway, it was I can't remember all the details of how they did it, but what year do you think it was that the National League was divided into two baseball divisions?
1930.
No, I was thinking that was in the early 90s. Was it 91?
Neither one of you got it.
Not even close?
It's, so I just thought it was interesting. I thought, like Roger, I thought it would have been older. According to this, 1969.
Okay.
So, for example, the Atlanta Braves were placed in the West Division while the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs were Eastern Division teams. Cincinnati was also placed in the National League West. So, I guess according to this, there were no divisions. Todd, are you aware of that? Are you aware of that situation, that when the divisions were done?
To be honest, I'm not.
Somebody can correct us if that's the case. But anyway, here's the other thing. So Dwight Gooden on this day, 1984, Roger and RJ, the New York Mets became the youngest player to appear in an All-Star game as a pitcher. How old was Doc Gooden?
19.
King of all trivia, he's just knocking it out of there. 19 years, 7 months, and 24 days old. Pretty impressive.
That's pretty awesome.
One more I want to throw out at you.
Wait, when you think about that, though, now, you've got a lot of 19-year-olds playing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of the norm if you're 19, 20 years, because you've got kids coming straight out of high school.
NASCAR drivers.
Yeah, you know, and so while that was, he was kind of setting second, knocking down barriers then, that's kind of the norm now.
I know. The reason I love this story is the thing at the end about the nickname of this guy. His name is Carl Hubble. On this day, 1934, threw three strikeouts in the first inning of the All-Star baseball game. We learned yesterday, Roger, the first All-Star baseball game was, I think, 1933, so this was year two. This was held at the New York's Polo Grounds. Hubble faced the American League's best power hitters, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and Jimmy Fox. Struck them all out. The second inning, Hubble remained strong, fanned Al Simmons, Joe Cronin, and Lefty Gomez. From then on, however, it was all uphill for the National League, which lost by a score of 9-7. But here's what I love, Roger. Hubble's nicknames. The first one, not so great, King Carl. But this other one, I've never, Mill Ticket. Oh, Mill Ticket Hubble. I'm telling you what, I love Mill Ticket. That is, I'm going to tell you, I love that.
Mill Ticket. Write it down.
Mill Ticket, baby.
Mill Ticket Hubble.
661-10.
Mill Ticket Bass.
661-1037.
It will be this weekend.
We were maybe so. Have you done any NASCAR?
I've been to Talladega, and then I've been to Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. Yeah.
My favorite story, I've told this before, Texas Motor Speedway, is that Tommy and Karen are in the car together, and I'm in my car, and we're going to do our show, and we're going to watch the ULR basketball team play in the conference tournament. Which city is that Speedway in?
Which one?
I'm sorry, Texas.
It's in Fort Worth, isn't it?
I don't.
No, it's not Fort Worth.
I can't remember.
It's not Fort Worth.
Is it Dallas?
No, it's in a
Richardson.
I think it's in a smaller town.
I'm looking it up.
It's in a smaller town.
Give us the first letter, RJ.
So I'm letting Tommy and Karen lead the way, and so RJ the.
It says car racing venue in Fort Worth.
Well,
that's what it says.
We got to figure out where the ULR basketball tournament was there, because maybe it was through Fort Worth but we wouldn't. I don't know why we would have ended up there anyway. So Tommy,
well, when you finish your story, you'll go. Yeah. Now I know why we ended up.
So Tommy
there.
And Karen, we pull up to this hotel and all the lights are off, and I let them lead the way, and they get out. We start to get our luggage out. I mean, and we could see the silhouette of the building. It must be the power out or something. And we look, and there's nobody there. We knew something was up. I walk away a little bit. I said, y'all, this is a NASCAR Speedway we're at. We're at the Texas Motor Speedway. Oh, my gosh. And Tommy and Karen got in the biggest argument when we got back in the car. But it was a fun. I laughed so hard. They got that tall whatever it is. I guess it's the tower where but it was the funniest thing ever. That's the only time I've ever been.
I think we're here.
So do you remember who won the race, the two races you went?
No.
Isn't that something?
I have no idea.
Roger, who won the race for your Texas?
Had you asked me that, he used to drive for DeWalt. What was his name? He won, what was his name?
Shep is asking, was it in Denton? That may be it. How close is Denton to that track? Is it on the way?
Denton?
I don't know.
No, it's not.
Because there's no way we'd have been at that track.
I mean, you did take Denton, yeah.
Denton's kind of spread out. I mean,
this is back in the probably 2000. Roger, what year did you start with us?
Here it was 2010.
So it had to be between 2004 and 2010, but it was absolutely hilarious. And so anyway,
2010. Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why, RJ, we've got a connection on Saturday with a future superstar in racing, and so we're looking forward to being a part of that.
Yeah, Denton's 43 minutes from Fort Worth.
Maybe would you go through Denton on the way?
Matt Kenseth.
Very good. Ryan. I mean,
I
don't know how we. I don't know how we wound up at the. Let me tell you, they got. Of course, yeah. I think Karen was driving, and
then it's over.
And Tommy was. Tommy was probably giving directions.
Well, there was no Siri then, and Tommy always had a map. But you know, the map might have been upside.
the other news I wanted to share. I mentioned earlier in the show. Did you see, RJ, where the we now know what we think are the numbers on the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce wedding?
What numbers do you speak of? What do you, like the attendance?
The cost of the. What do you think the cost of?
I saw it.
You saw it? Okay. Well,
I mean, you know, because I think I saw
which is that, baby crap.
Yeah,
money.
Which I think it was like $10 million for just the security. You had a rent. I would say it was over $100 million.
Not quite that much, but still, $30 million is what they think. They think between $20 and $30 million. $5 to $10 million on renting Madison Square Garden, including several days for load in, load out, plus infrastructure to transform the venue. $5 million minimum for decor, floor arrangements, draping, and carpet installation. $2.5 to $3 million for catering and logistics for around 1,000 guests.
Kids stay together.
Yeah, so who was telling us that they think it was not going to work? It was not going to last. No, it wasn't me. Somebody we found on the show that was around and said
Kane?
Was it Kane? I don't know. It said it was not going to last. I said,
Joe? Was it JoJo?
I don't know. We're going to have just met Danny West on. Did you hear the latest from On3 on what we're paying some of the 4 and 5 star high school players? Now, coming out of high school.
I just know of one that was an in-state guy, but I don't know.
How much have you heard for the in-state guys here in Arkansas? Have you heard a figure?
I heard for a reclassification, it was $1 million.
What does that mean?
It means he skips his senior year and he's reclassifying to be.
To go into college?
To go into college.
Just $1 million. Ridiculous thing ever. Is it just what's ridiculous thing ever?
$1 million.
So here's one. This I love what this said. This was in the Richard Davenport article. He goes, said the lack of quality top-level offensive linemen in 2027 class is jacking up prices, a Big Ten source told, On3. Quote, a guy who was making 200,000, these are high school guys, a guy who was making 200,000 last year is making a million this year, all because they just stink. So, we are paying these kids that really haven't developed great skill. But because the money flow is so big going into college football programs, that this is what the market will allow.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And then a lot of these. Here's one: a running back out of Georgia, supposed to be one of the top guys, $1 to $2 million.
Yeah.
Out of high school.
You know what? You're not doing high school football.
I am.
You are? Okay. I remember.
I do all the state championships. Okay. I'm not doing a Friday night game.
Gotcha.
Of the week.
Yeah. Well, I didn't remember. Yeah. So, okay, I was just thinking. Now, when you say something like that, David Basil for the Bryan Hornets now makes a contract of $500,000 from Summerwood Sports.
Yeah.
Summerwood Sports is, I mean.
Well, yeah. You know.
Can you imagine that?
Well, and so in Arkansas, we don't have high school NIL, right? The only way you're getting NIL in Arkansas is if you commit to a school, like if you get accepted by an Arkansas university. And so we don't have that. But you can have it set up to where, like let's say Silverfield comes in and says, we want you to come to Arkansas, and we'll pay you $1 million when you get here. I mean, happen, right?
By the way, somebody asked, was Coach Silverfield coming to the Touchdown Club this year? Yes, he is. He will be our first speaker. That's been the tradition for probably almost every year except the first couple years. And then, it's been a tradition. I'm glad he's continuing.
Question. Will Hunter Yurecek come to the Touchdown Club this year?
That's a good question. No. I do not know. It will be interesting. I hope he comes.
There's a part of me that hopes he doesn't. And give us another article.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We mentioned the... Wimbledon's going on this weekend. Did you see, Roger, this is the birthday of Arthur Ashe?
I did see that.
So you know who Arthur Ashe is, RJ. Did you know that Arthur Ashe came to Little Rock?
No.
Back in the day, yeah, he went over to the Little Rock Racquet Club. If you go on the Racquet Club, there are pictures. That's what sometimes, I don't think we always understand the history that sometimes happens around us.
Right.
Yeah, it was back probably in the 60s when they had just built that thing. I think Rockefeller was there. Maybe wrong, I may be doing the wrong math, but yeah, Roger, he was a superstar. Of course, died of, what did he die of, Roger?
Was it was AIDS. He got AIDS? A blood transfusion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 33 career titles, tennis Hall of Famer. When you think of the Mount Rushmores of tennis players.
Gotta be.
I would probably think so.
Yeah.
Another one I wanted to bring up for you, RJ, is Gary Laveau. You're a country music guy. Do you know Gary Laveau?
I know who Gary Laveau is. Don't ask me to name one of his songs, but I know who he is.
Rascal Flatts. He's the one that's got the high voice, sort of high tenor voice.
I don't know Rascal Flatts, really. I couldn't.
See what you got in the system.
I mean, I know him. I don't know.
Yeah. My wish. It's the Make-A-Wish.
Bless the Broken Road. That's the one. I know that's a very popular one. What hurts the most?
Yeah.
And then I see, Take Me There. Yeah. Did you say that one already?
No, I said My Wish.
My Wish, Take Me There, Bless the Broken Road.
Life is a Highway.
Life is a Highway. Thank you, Todd. By the way, too, we've got to play a Justin Moore Finish the Lyric.
Are we going
to
use Rascal Flatts?
So, was Justin back on tour last night?
Yeah.
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 It was in Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. He's back.
Good.
We hadn't heard from him, but
he's back. I don't know.
We don't know if we're going to get him back here. We have no idea.
There it is.
I have no idea.
You know what? There it is. He just said it.
You guys got to ease him back in.
We've been here.
I'm sorry. We ain't moved.
You got to ease him back. He's got to get back, and he'll be good.
He may not want to do the show
he
anymore.
He may not want to anymore, which is, listen, we care about his health. And maybe I can get some of that money.
You know what? I'll call in every morning and go, hey, y'all.
That's it. That'll work.
At 661, we'll take a break, come back.
Yeah, and I don't have none of the songs that
you don't
guys
have just, one?
That is I've crazy. Got Rascal Flatts. I don't have those
You don't
songs.
Have any
come
of those.
On.
What I say?
Those are like
what
the
I
number
say?
Way.
What I say?
Number one
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I
would look, but I don't know how to work this.
Are all those songs?
There's Rascal Flatts.
All those?
All I've got is this one.
You just have one?
This one.
Yeah. Life is a Highway. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, but
that's a good song.
We don't have My Wish.
That's ridiculous.
But that's a good song, though. Let's go to break with that one, Roger.
Yeah. This is lame.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, hold on.
This is the number one.
Let me put it in. Well, I didn't say it wasn't. I mean, you don't have to.
That could be a driving song.
You know what? Why can't this be our Finish the Lyric?
How about Greg Hatcher a little while ago said, I want to go with the Old Revival. And I said, well, it's a 2.5 hour drive. And Greg goes,
such a good guy.
Motion of a plane, by the way, for those who are wondering.
Very strong. You can feel the muscle in him. And he smells.
All right.
You do too.
We'll let.
Appreciate it.
We'll let Rascal Flatts. What did I say the guy's name was now?
DeVoe.
What did you say it was?
Bell Biv DeVoe.
Gary Laveau. Oh.
That you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
For the second time in three nights, the Arkansas Travelers and Amarillo Sod Poodles needed extra innings to decide a game. Unlike two nights ago, however, the Travs fell to the Sod Poodles 4-3 in 10 innings at Hodgetown Stadium in Amarillo. Newly reacquired Blake Rambush got Arkansas on the board with an RBI single in the top of the first inning. After a wild pitch from Amarillo pitcher Roman Angelo scored Caleb Calley in the fifth to make it 2-0, Hunter Fitzgerald added an RBI single in the sixth that made it 3-0. Amarillo then tied the game in the bottom of the sixth. 6 with an RBI single from Drew Jones, who scored on a fielder's choice later in the inning. His RBI single in the bottom of the 10th gave Amarillo the victory. The Travs and Sod Poodles continue their series at 7:05 tonight. You can hear it on Buzz 2. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Real hot weather today. A heat advisor is in effect this afternoon for heat index values around 105. We'll get up to a high of 97. But first, there is a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this morning. Then we'll clear out, become mostly sunny this afternoon, and oh so hot. Tonight stays warm with a low of 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we're going to talk Razorback football and Razorback basketball, of course. But we'll also hit on a big Nike EYBL tournament in Las Vegas. We'll head live to Vegas. Also, we got Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen joining us to talk about all the promos they have this weekend. And Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, talking college football. All that and a whole lot more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
You know, speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I just felt like playing it.
That's not for Danny?
No. Is that Danny's thing? That's not his thing.
No.
Now true. Coming to Morning Mayhem.
We could change it.
From HawkSports.com, Danny West.
We could change it.
Brought to you by H. Trace. Oh, sorry.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From HogSports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
What's up, Danny?
Hey, brother. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Danny? Welcome back, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, a quick note on that intro that RJ wrote for me a while back.
Yeah.
I've been running with Biddy and doing this for, I don't know, about 20 years now. Not once has anybody ever called me the king of recruiting or a sea of knowledge.
Yep, I wrote that.
Not once in my career, yep. RJ.
Yep, I wrote that.
I do appreciate the time.
We did that, Baz? He's been doing this with you guys for almost 10 years, right?
Has it been that long?
Man,
I don't know if it's 10. Because we've been to this show, the new show without Tommy's
about five. Seven, I think.
Five,
six or seven.
And I think we started Tommy's last year, so it'd be 6 years.
Yeah. You're a veteran now, man. Yeah. And boy, hey, how things have changed in 6 years in recruiting.
Tell me
Holy
about.
Cow. If you went back 6 years ago and looked at your notes and things, Danny, and seen how you guys were, whew, I don't envy you. I don't envy you at all. I don't envy the coaches, you know, dealing with it either. It's just, it's a messy deal. Know, but, yeah, listen, you guys keep a heads up. I was sharing a little bit about the On3 article that came out, and its sources were saying how much now these kids coming out of high school are getting, and how not all five stars are, some of them are getting a million, you know, 2 million, but the four stars are getting anywhere from 400,000 to sometimes even higher. So it just, that's the biggest thing I think that's been missing. People really are not for sure how much all these kids are getting paid. Now it's starting to get out a little bit more. I think I think the quarterback at Ole Miss is making five or six. How about that? $6 million to be a quarterback in college.
Wow. Let's put that in perspective for Arkansas standpoint, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. So I was thinking about this. I heard you guys talking about Pete's story, and I have read it, and I thought he did a great job kind of painting a picture of how crazy it's gotten. But it got me to thinking, you just mentioned a quarterback, right? Arkansas was in on a quarterback in this class. A lot of people were excited about Colton Nussmeier. Everybody knows that last name, huge football family. And let's just take him as the first example. He's obviously committed to Georgia now. But, guys, I believe, and I really do believe this, I think the dude had his mind set on going to Arkansas, and I really believe that. I know that's hard to believe when you think about Arkansas going straight up with Georgia for any recruit nowadays. That's tough to hear because he didn't pick Arkansas. But here's what people miss a lot of times, Baz.
Yeah.
You got a kid here that, he played four games last year as a junior. He tore up his knee, had to miss the rest of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been discovered that he's going to be ineligible as a senior this year. He transferred schools, as so many kids are doing at the high school level. And Arkansas had a heads up on that. They knew where this thing was headed, knew there would be a good chance that he's probably not going to play as a senior. So you got to ask yourself, if you're Arkansas, looking at some of these price tags that you just mentioned there, man, can you really feel good about throwing around that type of money for a guy who's played, a total of four games the last 2 years, and still probably going to need two, maybe 3 years once he gets to college? And it's not just a one-time upfront payment either. You don't just pay him, $600,000 and that's it, and you keep him for 4 or 5 years. Those in the meantime, you've got to keep paying him so he doesn't transfer. So the price just keeps going up, even though he hasn't started a game, hasn't really taken a snap for you. You're up close to about $2 million by the time his turn comes. So my point is, buddy, if you're Arkansas, you've got to sit there and in their current situation with the budget that they've been given, which is improving in my opinion, you got to make some decisions and go, is it really worth it for us to do that? Or can we use that money elsewhere for a couple of offensive tackles in this year's high school class? Or can you roll that over back to January and see what kind of transfer you can get? And, hey, Arkansas's current quarterback situation, we're all pulling for KJ or AJ, whoever it might be. But if you get through this season and it's evident that you just didn't have a quarterback, say you go 4-8, 5-7, just didn't have a dude. Well, now it's clear that you got to go spend money on a guy, and you can't really justify giving it to a kid that's only played four games in the last 2 years of high school, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So a lot of these cases, man, it's not just as simple as Arkansas's getting their butt whooped in recruiting. They've got a certain budget. And I got to tell you, man, just talking to some of the new guys on the Hill, I've been impressed by how careful they're being. They're trying their best to stretch a dollar. And I know that sucks to hear. You wish you had Texas Tech money, but that ain't it. It's not the case. So I've been impressed with some of the tough decisions they've had to make, because Colton Nussmeier right now would probably have them in the top 25. So would some of these other kids. They've gotten straight up beat on some four stars. Alvin Mosley went to Ole Miss. Lawrence Britt went to Mizzou. Joshua Banks went to Texas Tech. These are all four star guys, and you're just gonna get beat on some of those. But they've also, had to make some of these decisions, like Colton Nussmeier. There's some running backs that they've turned down, in my opinion, would have helped their current ranking, which they're ranked 30th in the country right now, 12th in the SEC. But there's quite a few of those guys. Carice Hoyt is another four-star receiver. He was a Baylor commit who snuck up for an official visit, really liked Arkansas. And in my opinion, I thought they had a really good shot at him. But, again, that price tag comes into play, and they had to go, hey, do we spend that now? And maybe you get something out of him in the first 2 years, or can you get somebody from the JUCO ranks or a transfer at the end of the year that, you know, who can help you a lot quicker? There's a lot of that going on right now, and I got to give them credit where it's due, man. I've been impressed with some of the tough decisions they've made, and, you know, I think it ultimately comes down to how long can you keep what you get. It's not so much that Arkansas's 30th-ranked class is that much different than a 20th-ranked class. In my opinion, I think it's very marginal, but the difference a lot of times is who's able to hold on to what they've signed so they can grow and develop, and that's been a problem the last few years. They've only got one guy remaining on campus from the 2022 and 2023 class combined. That's a stat that Biddy came up with.
Wait, did you say one?
Just one. Well,
Quincy Rose, right?
Really, yeah. It's a really good one. Quincy Rose. Yeah. Not a
that
bad
is
one
it.
To keep. But,
that is it, Roger. Wow. That's the thing we always – they have one guy that's been there since as a freshman. Just one.
So this would be your senior, redshirt senior, and redshirt junior class combined.
Hey, Danny.
And you only brought back one.
Speaking of Quincy, you know, and you guys are throwing money around for these offensive players. You don't ever hear – the middle linebacker that's getting $2-3 million to this. It's always the quarterback or the wide receiver. I mean, what kind of money are when you talk about price tags and missing out on guys, is it the same on the defensive side of the ball that they're missing out on guys because, you know, of these large sums of money?
Yeah, that has been the case for D linemen in recent years. D linemen, man, especially towards the end of the year, especially in transfer season, man, those prices seem to double a lot of times. And the problem is the player himself doesn't double. You know what I mean? He doesn't get that much better, and you're having to overpay just to fill a need in a lot of cases. So, again, that's another tough decision that you're forced to make. And, you know, you try to find value where you can, especially if you don't have an abundance of cash to throw around.
You know, I was trying to compare the other day. If you just joined the show, we're visiting with Danny West, brought to you by HA Trailer Sales over in Hot Springs. I said, if we'd have taken one little move to the left on the road back, we'd have driven past HA Trailer Sales. You know, trying to compare what people ask me, how they think we're going to do, I like to give a comparison. You know, I think a lot of it's going to be based on talent, and we've talked about the correlation between talent and money and what you know. And it's almost like when you see it would be like comparing what's the biggest classification, RJ, in high school?
7A.
It's like a 7A team going up against a 3A team.
Horizon.
Yeah, yeah. So again, you got a team that has more resources, more players, better players going against a smaller school that doesn't have that. And it is tough for that team to win. I'm not saying Riser couldn't have a great game, but sure, they don't quite have the players.
Day in, day out.
That's right. So as far as the talent, and of course, you know, you see a lot of three stars. If you did this by measuring, which I don't, you look at Jason Peters. Jason Peters wasn't even drafted, and he's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Gold Jacket guy soon. So I'm not saying these three star kids can't turn out to be great players. They can. Like, there's been a lot of three stars that turn out to be great, but if you look on paper, it's like a 7A team going against, when you have Georgia going against us, you see five stars going against three stars, and you don't see as many on this team, right? Danny's terms is four stars or five stars.
Yeah, that's right, and that's kind of leading me into my next little portion here. I've got some numbers I could throw at you, but it's a great timely example right now. Arkansas's got four-star commitments, and the current SEC average is 8.8. per team, so you're running about half of that. So, and you know, I think there's I had another stat on five.
By the way, what would be if that's the average? What would say Alabama, LSU, Georgia. Yeah. What they have?
Dogs,
yeah. How many four stars?
They're running upwards of 15 to 20 already.
We got four. So, they got 15 to 20. Ridiculous.
Alabama's running a little bit behind right now. They've kind of taken a step back, fellas. It's kind of a hidden. I guess you'd call it a hidden gem in terms of recruiting. Because we've waited forever for them to take a step back. Yeah. But they are. They're a little bit slow out of the gates.
I like it.
But you know what's crazy, guys? Like, Georgia used to not be this, right? Like, when Kirby got there, that's when they kind of made the turn.
He raised the bar.
Yeah, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it was Alabama and LSU in the SEC for the most part that was getting these 15 four or five stars. It wasn't until Kirby came along.
Yeah, Kirby
Mark Richt wasn't getting these type of players.
He got some of them.
He got some, but not to the degree. It wasn't to this level, right? And Kirby's kind of changed the game for Georgia to make them a player. And so it was really a two-horse race as far as Alabama and LSU. Those were the two teams that were getting all – and now Georgia's jumped in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure the last 10 years Georgia hasn't been above LSU, even though LSU's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, they have.
It's close, but I think Georgia may be a little bit more. I don't know. But, yeah, I love the fact that – go back to the five-star thing. Go ahead and finish. You were going to do the five-star.
I did find that. 8 SEC teams right now have at least 1 five-star commitment. Arkansas, of course, has 0 right now. So –
Is there a team that has more than 1 5-star? Surely there's these.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's several. I don't have it pulled up right in front of me, but several have around a handful.
Well, it's funny. I went back and looked when I was getting recruited back. This was before stars were really.
What were you?
I was a 4.
Okay.
And this was, of course, you know, back then it was so basic then. Yeah. But I'm telling you, the 5 stars that I look back, don't recognize hardly anybody's name. So in other words, those 5 stars never went on. To my knowledge, most of them were not superstars, did not have names nationally in college.
Yeah.
There were some, but it just goes through. It's not always the case. Now, there's plenty of examples of, like, a Deion Sanders coming out of Florida that was a 5-star. It's a Hall of Famer now, but there are signs, you know, not all 5-stars turn out to be, you know, superstars.
That's right.
Well, Danny, how are you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. You mean about the upcoming season?
Now that the dust has sort of settled, we're getting ready to get in the season, and it's been sort of crazy, since everything's happened in January.
Sure. You know what? Kind of a 30,000 feet view from it right now, man. I just kind of like where it's headed for teams like Arkansas. You know, we live in a time where, we're talking SEC here. Ole Miss is the third most winningest program in the SEC over the last 3 years.
How about that?
We're in a time right now where the Missouri Tigers, check this one out, Baz. Missouri Tigers have more SEC wins than the LSU and Auburn Tigers combined over the last 3 years.
That's a great stat. So, one more time. Yeah. The Missouri has more wins than LSU
Missouri
and Ole Miss combined.
SEC wins. Over the last 3 years than LSU Tigers and Auburn Tigers combined. So I think, the examples are endless. I hear the music here, but Vanderbilt has the same record as the mighty Florida Gators over the last 3 years.
That's just the SEC.
You look in the ACC. Duke has the same record as Clemson over the last 3 years. NC State has more than Florida State over the last 3 years. That excites me. I think it keeps you in the ball game. It's not time to take your ball and go home. It's time to step it up.
I did hear a stat that in the last 10 years, there's only 2 teams in the SEC that have lost 75 games.
I know who they are.
Who?
Vanderbilt and the Razorbacks.
That's exactly right.
Why'd you have to throw that one out?
I was already thinking that when you were saying what Alabama and LSU have always been. I'm thinking, and look where we are.
I heard that stat. But,
Danny's trying to give hope. He's like, look, NC State is competing with Clemson. And then Baz goes,
well, you know who's had 75 losses.
Danny, the crazy thing is that I've seen all those 75 losses in person. Every one of them.
I felt every one of them.
All right, buddy. Great stuff as always.
Thank you, Daniel. Great talking to you again, man.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
That is the sea of knowledge right there.
Sea of knowledge. Thanks to HJ Trader Sales. We'll come back and say goodbye to RJ.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks, Trey Johnson.
Pick it up, RJ.
Hey, is
is David Basil from my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell chocolate lava cake is a mountainous eruption of flavor. Classic vanilla ice cream loaded with rich chocolate cake pieces, rivers of chocolate sundae sauce, chunks of dark chocolate, and a deep fudge swirl. Prepare yourself for an earth-shaking experience.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios. Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
We did find the one, Fernando. Have you heard Fernando Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Have you heard that? Okay, we lost it for a while.
We didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
This is when Roger, he does a McConnell, or does a Biden.
You know, it's a McConnell.
He trails off.
The first time we saw
McConnell. We're going to do it in a hurry if we're going to do it, Rod. See if you can find it.
Yeah, you got to do it in a hurry, Rod.
We're going to do it.
Do we have Justin on the line? Let me see.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what do you say, buddy?
So this is Roger just trying, watching as he's trying to think RJ, and he gets, and he just trails off into nothing. Here we go.
Hold on, let me get it. I had it here.
How many pages do you have to get to get this?
If we had another monitor in here, it would help. We're trying to get another monitor, please.
This system seems terrible.
We just need another monitor. You got 9 things on top of each other. Here we go.
That, listen, that would be like Hernando Valenzuela. Hernando Valenzuela coming to Europe. What did you make
of? 100%. Listen, that's McConnell talking. Once the minute McConnell froze, that's when you knew. That's exactly what happened.
I said, what happened? Because you started with her. You go Hernando.
Right, listen.
And then you knew that wasn't right.
It was a cross between Hernando Valenzuela. It was a cross between Mitch McConnell and Matt Jones.
You know? Here we go.
That would be like Hernando Valenzuela. Hernando Valenzuela coming to Europe.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Give me your McKinsey face again.
Hey, this is Rod.
RJ, when he did it, I looked at him and I thought, oh, my gosh, that may be one of the greatest clips in all time history. He just sort of
that is so
he just
good.
Trailed off into nothing.
God, that is so horrible.
Hey, real quick, before I get out of here, I just want to remind you guys.
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you, bud. The Bryant Hornet Golf Tournament is coming up. Kent Sanders with Sanders Ground Essentials.
What?
He's helping put this thing on. It's going to be July 17th over at Hurricane Golf and Country Club. They need teams right now. Phil and Justin are going to be broadcasting live from the tournament on July 17th. So if you're looking for a golf tournament that you want to get into, the defending state champ, back-to-back state champs, they are holding a golf tournament at Hurricane in Bryant. So
And you heard RJ say, listen, if you're looking for any kind of flooring, deal with the folks over at Natural State Wholesale. Deal with Don. Tell them we sent you. It could be Drew, Barrett, Don, whatever. Yeah. They are the best. Good guys.
And it's not just flooring. They've got they've got flooring, tile, fixtures,
everything.
Ovens, light, everything. They got they've got it.
If you're doing something with a home improvement project.
Ask Don
Fixing
Jones. Yeah.
So,
what a jerk.
They also do Midtown Plumbing. They're back in for the touchdown.
And they've actually got a heat and air company now.
Oh,
and
they really?
So it's Midtown Plumbing and HVAC.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they combined with another company, and they're just growing. Those
good people.
Kyle Jackson, Jim, and Haley. They've been good to me and to the touchdown club.
Good to me.
Listen, they did the Justin Moore sign. They're just really good folks. Yeah.
They're my official plumber for everything that I do.
They're my official plumber.
Wow.
And they're the station's official.
They're yours. You're keeping them in business.
Give
me Mitch face.
All right, RJ, enjoy the White House. The White House. Enjoy the Bahamas.
I will call you guys because I heard Kime call from Spain today.
Yeah.
I'll call you guys from the Bahamas next week.
Do you have a Morning Mayhem shirt?
I don't.
You have a Speedo?
Do you not?
I don't have a Morning Mayhem.
We got to get you one. You got to wear it while
I'll wear it, but I don't have one.
You're getting what size you wear?
We're not going to talk about that on the air.
Then I already
know. All right, you NASCAR fans, Steve Qualls up next. And also, Big Sarge, got to play a little Finish the Lyric, Roger. We ought to do a Pina Colada song for Finish the Lyric today.
Done.
All right, don't go away. 9 o'clock.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen.